I'm pretty sure you recognize these words. These are the concluding words of the Sermon on the Mount. After our Lord has delivered all this, his teaching, as Matthew has organized it, we have this parable. It's the same in Luke. See, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. And then he gives this parable. The one who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. And you just heard the rest of it. So then the storms come, but he stands. Whereas the other one is like a fool. He builds his house, you see, on sand. So the storms come and the whole house collapses. So there's two things that are necessary: to hear the word and to act on it, to obey the word. Now, if you want to know exactly which word, start with chapter 5 of Matthew and read it today. It starts off with the Beatitudes, and it starts to teach us about whatever you would measure out will be measured back to you. And so much of that sermon, the two themes of that sermon, are first, trust the Father. Look to the Father. The theme of that sermon is the Father. And the high point of the sermon is the prayer, Our Father. Yeah, the sermon mounts up like this, reaches the Our Father, and goes down like this. And then the other point is how to behave toward one another. And those are the basic teachings. Some people often say, well, you know, I go to examine my conscience, but I don't come up with anything. Blessed are you. No. Take the Sermon on the Mount and read it. And remember, the Lord has said, the one who hears these words, listens to them, and acts on them, is the wise person. So we have, and this the church gives us in this first week of Advent. We're getting ready for this mystical presence of Christ in a new and deeper way in his church and through his church to the world. That's Advent. And we're in on it. We're lucky enough to know that we're supposed to be preparing ourselves, and that in us, the church is preparing itself. And now we have this reading about listening to the word of the Lord, obeying the word of the Lord. I'll bet if I stop, and I'm going to now for 2 minutes, 1 minute maybe, and everybody just pray, what are you telling me, Lord? What is it right now that I know, or you will tell me? What am I supposed to be doing? Be reconciled with somebody? Fast a bit today? Make sure I'm praying today? Forgive so-and-so? What is it the Lord is telling you to do right now? Are you ready to do it? If you didn't hear anything, and I'd be surprised if you didn't, take up the Sermon on the Mount and read it. And you won't be long into it before you'll hear, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do.